in accordance with the tax laws.
Hello, Kasama.
One Love Radio.
94.9 FM.
www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: police pursue suspect in defilement of mentally challenged girl in Lundazi. FDI welcomes cost of living relief call for inclusive economic justice. And in international news, Madagascar president asked for 1 year to resolve problems or he will resign. In sports news, Zambia's national team win against Tanzania yesterday boosts confidence into Sunday's encounter with Niger. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Family Development Initiative FDI team leader Shikiu Yasufu Ayamin has welcomed the slight reduction in the cost of living reported in the September 2025 Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection. JCTRA figures shows a decrease in the average monthly cost for a family of five in Lusaka from 11,432 kwacha in August to 11,287 in September. Shiki Amin has acknowledged the JCTRA's consistent effort to highlighting the realities faced by ordinary households and commended the organization for its evidence-based results. The Muslim faith leader described the development as encouraging and a sign that ongoing efforts to stabilize the economy are bearing out fruits. He noted, however, JCTRA's observation that raising prices for essential protein sources such as carpenter, beef and beans continue to strain households' budgets and pose risks to nutrition security.
Thank you.
if we are able to support our farmers to produce even much more food, but also expand the social protection program, whilst at the same time empowering SMEs. Once we do that, not only are we going to help families to survive, but also they are going to thrive.
Senior Chief Mayor of the Gumbu people in Chifunabuli district has distanced himself from a newspaper article published by News Diggers on 7th October 2025, which attributed to him suggesting that Zambia was becoming a one-party state. Speaking in Chifunabuli, the traditional leader expressed a deep disappointment over the MEC presentation, describing it as a distortion of facts and a departure from what actually transpired during the groundbreaking ceremony for the Musalia Lungwe Cassava Road project held recently in his chiefdom. He emphasized that his remarks during the ceremony were focused on commending the government and President Hakainde Hichilema for fulfilling a long-standing promise to construct the key road link, which had been on the cards since independence. The traditional leader clarified that at no point did he criticize the government or comment on opposition political activities, stressing that the statement attributed to him were entirely false. Senior Chief Mwea reaffirmed his respect and appreciation for the government's commitment to delivering development in Luapula province and beyond, describing the construction of the Musalia Lungwe Cassava Road as a life-changing project for the people in Chifunabuli. The traditional leader has since urged members of the press to uphold ethical standards, verify facts, and avoid overstatements that risk distorting public perception and undermining mutual respect between traditional leaders and government. Police in Lundazi district have launched a manhunt for a man identified as Thomas Nkata of Thomas Village, Chief Chitungulu, who is accused of defying a 13-year-old mentally challenged girl. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robson Mwemba confirmed the incident, which occurred on Sunday evening, October 5, 2025, and he was reported at Lundazi Police Station 3 days later. According to Mr. Mwemba, the suspect, identified as Thomas Nkata, aged unknown, allegedly took advantage of the vulnerable girl while her mother was away fetching firewood. Upon her return, her 10-year-old daughter informed her that their father had found Thomas Nkata naked with the victim and had escorted the child to the grandma's house. When the family and neighbors attempted to apprehend the suspect, he reportedly freed the village. The matter was later reported to community watch members who advised the family to seek medical attention before filing the formal police complaint. Medical examination confirmed that the girl had been sexually abused. The Zambia Compulsory Standards has urged manufacturers, importers, and business owners to ensure their products conform to the new compulsory standards. ZCSA Senior Inspector Importer Quality Monitoring Cleopatra Kaunda has stated that the new compulsory standards cover all 41 products, ranging from beverages, foodstuffs, construction items, solar products, and fertilizer, among other things. She has revealed that the new state standards want to address across all of our constituencies inconsistency in imported products and create a level playing field in terms of trade and business. She has added that some importers sent over